This is John Williams, and thanks for tuning into this special podcast with our friend Sue Kelly from Kelly Cruises. We are going to talk in this little podcast about the trip that we have scheduled on the Rhine River next October, the 7th to the 14th, 2021. It'll be 7 nights on the Rhine River, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I know you've got a lot of questions about a trip like this, but we can't cover them all in the 60-second commercials you sometimes hear on WGN Radio. So I asked Sue Kelly to jump on here and answer some of the questions I know you have and talk about what's going to be a fabulous trip. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about this in more than 60 seconds. Yeah, we are. We are so looking forward to doing this again. It's kind of the back by popular demand river cruise, but this time we're going to be doing the Rhine October 7th through the 14th of 2021. We are going from Amsterdam to Basel, Switzerland. So we are cutting through some of the most beautiful scenic countryside and quaint towns and hitting, you know, we're hitting Amsterdam. We're hitting, so we're doing Germany. We're doing France. We're doing Switzerland in what I think is some of the prettiest, prettiest regions and best time of year.
And this will be on the Ama Waterways, Ama Siena. We've traveled with you on Ama Waterways before. We have not been on the Siena, though, right?
No, this ship is brand new. So she should still have what we lovingly refer to as new car, new ship smell. She was due to be christened and was built in 2020. Obviously, that did not happen. So she will be a brand new ship for the 21 season. So that will be really nice.
Yeah. How many people board this ship? How many passengers does it accommodate?
This ship holds up to 156 guests. So there will be about 150 of us on board.
Yeah. This will be a WGN, John Williams ship. You'll have the whole boat. And that's about the size of the last one we did, right? When we did our cruise through France.
Yes, it is. It's about the size, maybe a hair larger than that. It's just a little bit smaller than the trip that we did down the Danube, so kind of right in between. But there's always a few little tweaks and things when they do these next generation of ships. So on this ship, the staterooms are a little bigger than our cruise in France last year. So the smallest with the fixed windows start at 160 square feet, but most of the rooms that have the French and outside balcony are 170, 210, 235 square feet. So a little more space in the room, which is always nice.
What is amazing to me is how much space you have in the restaurant or in the bar in the common areas. I mean, for a river boat, you look at it, it's not a cruise ship, but wow, it's very luxurious when you're on board.
It is. It's luxurious, and with only 150 guests, you're right, these are not big cruise ships. This is very much small river ship cruising, a small number of passengers, but that doesn't mean that we're all packed in. We're not. There is plenty of room in that main restaurant and in that lounge where we all love to have our cocktails before dinner. I think we'll see a lot of people on this trip up on deck, on the sun deck, doing their walking. If we get a beautiful warm week, there's a pool. I think there will be, I think people will feel very comfortable in what is really a brand new, beautiful ship.
Yeah. Well, and the thing too about the river cruises is that you park right at in the city. It's not like you're spending a lot of time in your stateroom and sometimes even on the ship, because you just jump off the ship, you're right there, you grab a bicycle, you ride around town, you could walk to wherever you wanted to walk, or you do the tours, maybe you do both, but it just seems to me like the premium on the stateroom isn't as important here as it is on the cruises.
It isn't. You're right, John. It's nice to have a comfortable room. We all want to open those drapes up in the morning and look out at the beautiful Rhine River Valley. I mean, it's gorgeous. Let's be sure of that. But these are definitely busy days. We are in a different little port every day, and you're right. We'll get right off the ship. Sometimes we're docking right in town. For those that are doing bike tours, the bikes come off and away you go. They're busy. They're certainly busy days, but they're busy the way that you want to make them busy. Whether you want to do the wine tasting or the bike tours or the city, you know, a walking tour of the city, and these little charming cities are so beautiful. But whatever it is that you want to do, that's how you spend your day. And maybe you'll come back and maybe you've bought a great bottle of wine and you want to sit up on deck and enjoy that. Perfect. What a nice way to come back and relax after a good day of touring.
It's funny because that's exactly what my brother and his wife and Brenda and I and a couple of other couples did on our way back from Normandy. So,
on the Seine. Yes,
and
I remember.
We got some bread and cheese and wine, and we just sat on the top deck and enjoyed, you know, the last night that way. Talk to me just briefly about the tour stops. Like, what are we going to see? What are some of the highlights along the way?
So we'll start in Amsterdam, and you know, I think a lot of people, and we would always recommend that someone comes in a day prior just because no airline is perfect and they will all break your heart at some point. So, you know, come in a day early and make sure that your flight is on time, get a good night's sleep, and then board the ship the next day. However, the ship does overnight in Amsterdam. So on that first day, you know, we'll come on board, but we'll actually get a chance to see Amsterdam. So, of course, the quintessential canal cruise in Amsterdam, you have to see it that way. And then we're on to Cologne. Whether you want to do the walking tours or taste some beer. And that's from Cologne on down. This is really where the Rhine becomes this really beautiful area. So we'll go through the Rhine Gorge, and then we'll get on to Rüdesheim, and that is the Rhine Valley with the vineyards, and you can take the gondola rides and the wine tasting. And then from there, we'll go down to Rüdesheim. And from there, you know, we head on to Heidelberg and Strasbourg and on to Brissac and then the Black Forest. And then we'll end the cruise in Basel, and then some will head home. And those that want to stay on, we have different opportunities to go on, even on to Lake Como for a few nights if someone wanted to. So what we have in here is we have a little bit of everything. We've got, you know, romantic old cities. We've got, we have beer tasting. We have lush vineyards. We have history. I think we've got a little bit of everything that people could really want to enjoy and see. We've got culture, food, history. It's all right there.
Yeah. The Rhine River, I also think of wine. So I suppose if there's beer, there's wine in that country too, huh?
Most definitely. And, you know, because we're hitting all these different areas, we're tasting all sorts of different local wines. That's part of the experience on AMA. Is the area that we're visiting, we're drinking the local beers and the local wines.
One of the trips, they sort of did a Oktoberfest for us. They brought stuff onto the boat.
Yes, and you know, we're traveling, when the ship departs October 7th, we're just at the end of Oktoberfest. But, you know, Oktoberfest goes September into October, and it's really all throughout Germany. So I have a feeling that we might run into a little festival here or there that would surely give us a taste of of some local beers and a lot of fun, I think.
So it's $39.99 is the entry price per person, double occupancy. And it's a seven-night trip. It's the all-inclusive version. That is, the meals on board are included, and beer and wine with lunch and dinner is included. The excursions are also included, right?
Yes. So this is kind of the beauty of the small river cruise experience, is that once you get to the ship, it's for the most part all included. So all of those tours that we were talking about, the vineyard hikes, the biking, the city tours, all of that, those tours, and you decide what you want to do every day. You know, you can make up your mind and change your mind. It's so nice and easy that way. But all of those tours are included. All of your meals are included. Even that fabulous little restaurant. Do you remember the chef's table in the back of the ship?
I do.
It's a great place. So that's all included. If you want a little mimosa to start your morning at breakfast, that's included. Beer and wine with lunch and dinner. And then if you think about it, remember every night we would all get together in the main lounge and have our cocktail hour. That's all included as well. So, you know, a bar is open 24/7, for the most part, it's pretty well included.
Okay.
Well, you know, just in case anyone needs it on board the ship, there's a great, you know, there's lots of walking tours and things and the biking tours. But for those that want to work out every morning, there's still a fitness room. Sometimes when I'm on vacation, I love a good massage. So there is a small, you know, you can have a massage on board. There's a separate room for that. If you need to get your hair done, that's all available. A little gift shop. So it really has, and again, that pool, which is heated. So if we had a beautiful sunny day, you never know.
Yeah.
And that's all on our little ship. But that isn't so little, but only holds 150 guests.
Let's talk about the safety precautions, because that will be a consideration for people. What can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. You know, October of 21 is a long way away, but this has been, quite a year in terms of this virus. I would say that river cruise ships have always been exceptionally, you know, the highest standard of cleaning, but you will see going forward an even higher grade of cleaning that happens really, quite frankly, on a continual basis. There will be health screenings before you leave. There will be health screenings when you board the ship and throughout your time on board the ship, so that we can, so that we can all be safe, so that we can all travel comfortably. Whether the mask mandate is still in place next October, I can't say. I don't know that. But if we are at the point where we are well into vaccinations or pretty well through vaccinations, I suspect we may see some movement, some change on that mask mandate. I don't want to, predict the future. I just can sort of give you kind of some guidelines for what I think could happen, assuming that we are in a different state with vaccinations by next October.
Are these ships sailing now?
They are not sailing at this point. Every indication right now shows that they're planning to go back. So in the spring. So what happens is most ships stop sailing. There's always a little bit of Christmas markets and things, but those are, because of the current situation, those are not sailing this year. So basically river cruising kind of goes into a little hibernation, and it doesn't start up again until April. So that's the plan for right now, and I suspect that they're looking to go forward come April of next year.
Sue, do you know if they will have a nurse or a doctor or some sort of medical availability for people while they're on the boat?
So this is one of the differences between river cruising and ocean cruising. On ocean cruising, you know, you are out at sea and you would need to have medical staff on board. On river cruising, we are, you know, 100 yards from town. We are, you know, so we can just pull right over. And if we had an emergency, and it happens. I mean, things happen. Take the virus situation out of it. People have medical emergencies, and when that does, the ship just really pulls over into the next town for medical issues. So I think that's actually kind of comforting to know that if there was something on board, that the ship can simply pull over in the next town and mm-hmm. and evacuate a passenger that needed hospitalization.
How would that work? You would maybe be taken by cab or ambulance or whatever to wherever you needed
yes.
to go, and then
yes.
just,
I have seen it. They usually call if someone was having, you know, whatever their issue was. Let's say it was a cardiac distress issue. There would be an ambulance waiting for them.
And yeah. would the insurance pay for that, or do I pay for that? How does that work in these
yeah.
countries?
So that is, you know, that is why we recommend insurance. We really, I have been doing this, more than 25 years, and things happen. Things happen to people, and that's what insurance is for. So when you're traveling outside of the country, Travel Guard for residents of Illinois, it becomes their primary insurance. So if someone trips and falls, we've had that happen, or someone has something, you know, some other type of an episode that they need hospitalization, that's exactly what Travel Guard is for. And they do pay, you know, you have a quality policy that is going to take care of, you know, the vast majority of those charges.
Sometimes when you're on a trip, especially if you're on an ocean liner, you think, what if I need to be helicoptered somewhere, or there's some extraordinary travel involved to get me to the medical care I need. I don't suppose that's as much a concern in this case?
It really isn't, because if you take a look at the map of the Rhine River, we have cities and towns where we can quickly get someone to a good medical facility. And we're in Central Europe. So that's, you know, it's not so much of an issue if you are in other parts of the world. However, if we had a situation where you needed a medevac, where they needed to take and transport someone to a major city, they needed to go to Munich or Frankfurt or whatever the case might be, mm-hmm. that's included with Travel Guard. So if that was the case, that's part of that policy too. It's why we always recommend insurance. And I know there are still some questions out there on some of the details with COVID-19 and coverage, and we are awaiting those details because we really want to make sure that everything that we expect to be covered is covered. I wouldn't want to buy a policy, and I wouldn't want our clients to buy a policy that was less than what we thought it was. So for that reason, we are, you know, while we're taking reservations for the trip, we are holding them, waiting for clarification and some guidance from Travel Guard to make sure that we are using the best policy that's out there. We just want to make sure. So it's just kind of an added step, but it's really for the client's benefit, because we want to make sure we have the best policy available, because things happen, but we want everyone to be covered, and we want people to travel knowing that if something happened, that they're going to be taken care of, that yeah. it's going to be okay. We want to go on vacation, and we've had a long time without vacation, and we want to make sure that when people leave, that they can rest easy in that department, that they don't have to worry about that.
What if AMA itself cancels the trip, or for some reason Americans can't travel on AMA? What happens
right.
then?
We do have it written into our contract with AMA that if they canceled, if there was something where the trip was not happening, and we've experienced quite a bit of that this year, there would be a full refund. We're not talking about future credits or anything like that. Refund of the monies paid back to the credit card on file.
That so is, and that's Sue,
very
is,
important.
And that is if they cancel the trip, right?
That's correct.
What if I'm ill? I have COVID, I have the flu, I've had a heart issue, whatever. What if for some reason I can't travel?
Well, I'm not travel guard, but let's just say that you were running, John, and you took
you
a
go.
Fall and you blew out your knee.
Yep.
As long as you have travel guard, you and Brenda are covered for that, and they would issue you a check back for your expenses, for whatever you paid for the trip. So your cruise, air, any pre- and post packages, that would be refunded to you by check.
Okay, that's all good, but what if I was just tentative about the whole thing and changed my mind? What's going to happen then?
So there really isn't, great coverage for I just don't want to go that's going to give you all of your money back. If someone books the trip and they just decide they don't want to go and they cancel that outside of 9 months prior, there's a $200 penalty. I think that inside of the 9 months, people are really excited about it, and most people don't cancel. But inside of 9 months is when penalties start to increase. So if someone wasn't 100% sure, they would have up till that point, till 9 months prior, to cancel with just a $200 per person penalty.
So would that be January 7th then, if we sail October 7th? October 7th would be 10 months, so maybe February 7th, so
February.
The first week of February?
Mm-hmm. First week of February, correct. And I have to say, John, most people that are traveling have that thought. They really want to go. It's a great trip. Most people only cancel because something has happened, some real reason that they can't travel, and things happen. But this kind of gives people that ability to book and then still have a point up until that first week of February where if they just really weren't comfortable with things, that they could, you know, they could cancel and just lose a very small amount.
And after, though, that nine-month window, then it's 50% up to a certain point, right?
Correct. At 6 months, we go into full penalty. This is a different kind of a trip. When you have a charter like this, when we take the whole ship, the rules that you see in the brochures or that you're used to with other kind of travel, it's very different. So, you know, we want to be very clear up front that here's the rules, and we will send all this to anyone that's interested. It goes out with, we send a lot of information, but these are the things that we want to make sure that everyone understands, so that we don't want anyone to have a surprise or be upset. Mm-hmm. We state it very clearly right up front.
I think, right? What's lost in this conversation you and I are having right now is that if it was unsafe, they wouldn't be sailing.
It goes, you know, the passenger, we think of it on the passenger side, but John, let's not forget that there are another 50 or so crew members on that ship taking care of us. The captain, you know, the hotel staff, the staff in the kitchen, the marine staff, you know, the assistant captain, all of those people, there's 50 other people that are also on that ship. And AMA has a responsibility to their employees and to their ship. So they aren't going to do anything that isn't safe. And I feel really comfortable saying that because I've seen that in action, where if it's not safe, AMA pulled the plug. AMA's a family-owned company, kind of like us.
Yeah.
And they feel the same way about their employees that I feel about our team. I mean, you just wouldn't do that. You wouldn't put your staff or your family in harm's way.
If we're going to go, it's going to be safe. And if it's not safe, we're not going to go.
We're not going to go.
It's that simple.
Exactly. It is that simple. I do believe I'm, you know, I think about how far we've come since March and, you know, we're getting so close to the first vaccines, you know, starting to roll out here. And I think about this, here we are on November 24th. I think about how far we've come, and I think about this trip being 11 months from now, we're going to be in a different place. And if it's safe and things move along the way that we think and hope they will, I think we're going to be just fine. And I cannot wait to welcome everyone on board.
Yeah.
But if it's not safe, then we will not go. It's just that simple.
Well, it's 11 months away. We have at least four vaccines with 90% efficacy rolling out. And by the way, the European Union, I remember reading this a couple of weeks ago, was already in line with Pfizer to get over 300 million doses right away. So if you were a betting person and you'd say, will it be easy and safe to travel in Europe almost a year from now, knowing what we know today, you'd bet, yeah, heck yeah.
That's why I'm so positive about this. I also think that it's going to be, you know, it's always darkest before the dawn. I think we're in a place right now that it's really, you know, it's really hard for us to see beyond sometimes where we are right now. But we've lost vacation times. We're staying home. We're not with family for Thanksgiving. Once this starts to clear, I think people, not only do we want something to look forward to, I think we deserve it.
Yeah.
And I think we will need something to look forward to beyond all of this. I think it will make this trip even sweeter. I really do, because people, you know, they lost those other trips and anything, all these plans that we had this year. And I think, I mean, I know this is a great trip, but I think people will be so excited to travel it really is the perfect time and all of that we've talked about. But to have something to look forward to on the other side of this is really, I think it's good for our souls, too. It's good for our mental health and good for our souls.
The beginning of this in March, Brenda and I had planned to go to Palm Springs with another couple, and the news came out, and so we said, okay, we'll cancel that trip. So that was in March. But then don't worry, because we had a trip planned with you guys that, for obvious reasons, didn't happen. And so after the cruise got canceled, we said, well, at least we'll go to South Dakota this summer or early fall, and we'll have a little getaway then. But then Sturgis happened, and South Dakota and North Dakota got shut down. So we said, skip that. We'll go to Michigan. And we got to Michigan before they shut that down, and I was afraid to look, to be honest with you. All of that to say, you're absolutely right. I think we will be so ready to reward ourselves with a getaway that we will need and that we will deserve. And at $39.99 to start per person, that's just, in 7 nights.
We're not committing to
that's it. It's not
3 weeks.
It's not such a commitment. That's it. That you can't do it. So what the hey? Let's go for 7 nights in Europe on the Rhine.
Let's do it. And I mean, I can't wait for that first night, that first day when everybody comes on board, and then we're in that, you know, we're in the main lounge, and everybody's got their cocktail and they're either it's friends that they've traveled with before, or how much overlap, people who, you know, 1 or 2 degrees of people knowing each other. It's such a fun group. I know you know that. But I can't wait for that first night on board, just for everybody to come together and to start meeting and connecting and really having a phenomenal time.
Okay, so if people have questions, if they want a book, I guess call 630-990-1111, right?
That's right, 630-990-1111. That's the number for Kelly Cruises.
And there's a landing page at kellycruises.com, and right away you'll see the cruise that we're talking about, featuring Brenda and me, and it's October 7th to the 14th next year. So click on kellycruises.com or call that number, 630-990-1111. You may have more questions than we were able to cover here, but I think this is a good start, and I can't wait. I will have tears in my eyes when I get on that that boat.
Well, we can't wait to welcome you and the 150 lucky guests. And King John, you will rule the seas of the Rhine.
And we do have people that have already signed up, too. I mean, Not like this isn't happening. A lot of dozens of rooms are already booked, so keep
them
coming.
Yes, there are. Yeah. Yes, there certainly are. So please keep in mind, this is, all joking aside, there are only, it only accommodates 150 guests, and we do have quite a few rooms that are already taken. So please, if you're interested, give our office a call. We would look forward to talking to you and answering any questions you have.
Okay, Sue, auf Wiedersehen. I'll see you soon.
All right, John. Thanks so much.